Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are going to look at using the word get instead of be, because there are many times where we can use both. But why and when? Well, first, let's consider the meaning of the word get and let's compare it with be. In a sentence. So my first sentence is with the verb to be. It is dark. Okay, a very simple sentence. It is dark. In this case, what are we doing? Well, we are stating a fact. We are stating a situation. Now let's compare it with a sentence with get. It gets dark late in June. It gets dark late in June. So what does get mean in this sentence? Well, it is referring to a change of a state. It gets dark, meaning it becomes dark. But it's very unusual to use the word become in this context. It's better to use get. So we are changing from one state to another state. In this case, from light to dark. And if you think about my first sentence, it is dark. There's no suggestion of a changing state. It's just a fact. It is dark. Let's look at another example now. I am lost. And I got lost. Okay, we have a similar situation here. I am lost is a fact. That is the situation. That is the state. I am lost. I got lost indicates a change of state. I was fine. I knew exactly where I was. And then I got lost. So we can use the verb to be and the verb to get with adjectives like dark and lost, to talk about very similar things, but to be is used for facts, and to get is used for changing states. So as I mentioned, we can use to be and to get with adjectives, and we can also do it in passive sentences with past participle verbs. Let's look at some examples. To get arrested, or to be arrested, to get damaged, or to be damaged, and to get married, and to be married. It's the same thing with these examples. If you say to be, then you are just saying what the state is, what the fact is. And if you say to get, then you are talking about a change of a state. For example, I am married is a fact. I got married is referring to the changing state from me not being married to being married. I got married last summer. Really, I'm referring to the wedding. And that's, of course, the moment where the state changed. So get means become, and signifies change from one state to another. And be is a state, so we don't think about the change. We use get with an adjective or a past participle. Other examples, to get fired, which means to lose your job, to get promoted, and to get divorced. And with some other adjectives, to get hungry, to get cold, to get tired, to get better, and to get sick. Notice with all of these examples, when we use get, it's all about the change from one state to another. Now we're going to practice this a little bit. I'm going to give you 5 sentences, but my sentences are incomplete. I want you to complete them with a get expression and then with an adjective or possibly a past participle. Okay, if you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. Here's number 1. If I go out in the rain, I might... what? If I go out in the rain, I might... what? Number 2. After years of an unhappy marriage, they decided to... what? After years of an unhappy marriage, they decided to... what? Number 3. I haven't eaten since breakfast, so I am... what? I haven't eaten since breakfast, so I am... what? Number 4. The man... what? For stealing money from the shop. The man... what? For stealing money from the shop. And number 5. If my results at work don't improve, I might... what? If my results at work don't improve, I might... what? Okay, so let's complete those 5 sentences now. If you need a bit more time, then press pause. So number 1, if I go out in the rain, I might... how can we finish this? Well, we could say I might get wet, or I might get cold, or I might get sick. All of these are fine, and they indicate a change of state. Number 2, after years of an unhappy marriage, they decided to get divorced, is probably the most likely one, to get divorced. But we could say to get therapy. Number 3, I haven't eaten since breakfast, so I am getting hungry. Notice here we use the present continuous because we're in the middle of the changing state. Number 4, the man got arrested for stealing money from the shop. That's my answer. The man got arrested. And number 5, if my results at work don't improve, I might get fired. Okay. So whether or not you found the same words as me, hopefully it's clear how I have used them. And hopefully you have a better idea now about how to use the word get and how to use the word be with these words and the difference and the idea of that change in state. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. If there are any grammar points you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, you can send me an email. You'll find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.